Let's turn now to Washington, where the Trump administration is exploring its authority to test federal law by refusing to spend money approved by Congress, which could reshape the balance of power between the legislative branch and the White House.
The federal budget is over $6 trillion annually, and so what does or doesn't get spent confers a huge amount of power.
That's Jeff Stein, chief economics correspondent for The Washington Post. And Congress, as you likely know, controls the purse strings of the federal government. The president is in charge of executing the budget. They're legally obligated to spend the money appropriated by the legislative branch. And if the president doesn't do that, that's called impoundment. Since Trump took office, his administration has withheld billions of dollars of appropriated funds without notifying Congress, which the Post reports has impacted thousands of programs across at least half a dozen agencies, like the Army Corps of Engineers, the National Institutes of Health, and the CDC. Delays to CDC funding, for example, have forced cuts to HIV testing in places like Ohio and Texas.
There's tons of money held up for Alzheimer's research and for a Holocaust survivors program.
Schools are being affected, too. Just last week, the administration told states that it's withholding nearly $7 billion of previously approved federal education grants, which puts before and after school programs, summer programs, teacher training, and services that help students learn English in jeopardy. Officials have justified withholding these funds by pointing to the current debt total, though Stein pointed out the money that's been targeted represents a small fraction of the overall budget. Legally, the administration is required to spend congressionally appropriated funds before the end of the fiscal year, which is coming up on September 30th. But Stein told us even if the administration meets the deadline, it's not clear that funding will reach where it needs to.
A lot of the people in the government that we're speaking to are saying, we are not sure that even if tomorrow the White House was like, go spend this money, that they could literally manage to get the money out the door in time.
And Stein said his sources are telling him Russell Vogt, Trump's budget director, and the DOGE team are planning to stall billions of dollars more in the coming weeks. Vogt has long questioned the constitutionality of federal budget law that says a president must spend congressionally appropriated funds.
Vogt is really going for an all-out, really, assault on what has governed the balance of powers between Congress and the White House for 50 years. And if he wins, it could really redefine the American presidency in a very profound way.
If the money is not spent by the end of the fiscal year, it automatically expires, something known as a pocket rescission. Democrats could challenge the rescission in the courts, but if the Supreme Court were to side with the president, it could expand the authority of the executive branch to override congressional funding allocations in ways rarely before seen.